Hello, everybody. God bless you. Judy here. I'm so happy to host. We worship you, Lord. We thank you so much for this wonderful time to get together and to welcome you. Come, Lord. You have found a body that's really excited to see you. We can't wait. We love you, Jesus. We worship you. And just be glorified in our worship. We lift you up. Thank you for you have called us together for this time and made us a church. Thank you for being our leader, our pastor, our everything. I'm so blessed to be able to host. And we love you. We love you. And let's just continue to worship him in love. Ah, you're so good, Lord.
For Christmas, there's just one thing I need. I don't care about those presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. You know that all I want for Christmas is you. So much this Christmas, I won't even wish for snow. No, I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath mistletoe. There's no sense in hanging stockings there upon the fireplace, 'cause Santa, he won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. Girl, what can I do? You know that all I want for Christmas is you. and everyone is singing. I can hear those sleigh bells ringing. And won't you bring me the one I really love? Won't you please bring my baby to me? I don't want a lot for Christmas. This is all I'm asking for. No, I just wanna see my baby standing right outside my door. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, you know that all I want for Christmas is you.
I think that we can all agree that all we want for Christmas is you, Jesus, is you, is you, is you. You are all we want. I hope you guys can hear me okay. Tana, can you hear me okay? God bless everybody.
And I agree. Good. Jesus is all I want.
That's all I want. That song was, you know, that was a rapture song right there. All we want for Christmas is you. I love you, Tana. How's the methane? Methane report. Methane report.
The 2015 December 23rd methane report. I do not smell any gas today.
You know, I'm waiting for her to go, Judy. I woke up and it just overwhelmed me, and that's when I drive down there right away.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
I'm like, hold on, Tana. I'm going to come fix the leak. I'll be right there.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, and then I'll get there. And she'll be like, how are you planning on fixing it? I go, I'm going to stand here and breathe it all in so you won't. And she'll be like, oh, wait, no, move over. I'm going to do that.
Move over. We love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Yes. You are the best. You are the best. All we want for Christmas is you. That's all we want for Christmas is you. We're totally lovesick. You know what?
Yes.
I know that wasn't meant to be a romantic song for a guy and a girl, but I can't even get into that. I mean, I just can't. I just know that song really was a bridal song. That's what that was meant to be. Because, I mean, anything could compare to our King. Oh, my sister and I were driving in the car, and I said, out of nowhere, it just fell on me. It was so cool. I go, Martina, I said, he's just going to come down from the sky and retrieve us. Yeah. Oh, tell me in a minute because I'm hosting. Okay. We have a good reporter, my brother. My sister's going to tell me, but I need to host. Okay. His church. Okay. So I just said, he's just going to come down and just snatch us. I could just feel it. He sang it. I was so excited.
Amen.
I was in the car. I was trying to imagine it. We were driving down the road. I was just trying to imagine it. Like, boom, all of a sudden, he just appears, and some people think he's not. We're just going to go up, whatever. You know what? All I know is I'm going to see him, because no scary thing's going to pull me up without me looking at his face, because that's going to be too scary. We're going to see his lovely face. We're going to see our King, and then he's going to push us up. Even though in all of my little visions and dreams I've had, I've been pushed up really fast without seeing anything. Very
abruptly.
I don't. Yeah. I just think it won't be like that when he really comes for us. It's just going to be whatever. Maybe it will be, but I think he'll want to grace us with his presence and his face, which is, according to the word, not very handsome, okay? But isn't that interesting that the Antichrist is supposed to be this handsome, tantalizing, perfect, and Jesus is just the opposite, the anti. He's the opposite of everything. And that's where his beauty is going to lie. Our Creator is in his is in who he is, not what he appears to be. He's going to be lovely to us because we love him, and that's the true definition of love, not outward appearance. But outward appearance is beautiful when you're in love. And so, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying because you know what? He doesn't have to impress us with the outward appearance because he's all consuming. We're so in love with them. We're like, you don't even need to, like, you know, do anything. And the Antichrist, of course, has to put on a bunch of, you know, makeup and make himself look good for the public, because, you know, everybody has to be impressed with his outward appearance, because inward he's nothing. He's a scaly lizard full of hatred and evil. But he has to throw on a bunch of makeup and do a bunch of stints like that to make himself look good so everybody will buy into it, you know. But yes, his glory, his presence, his love will consume us. What Carol is saying is so true. Yes, Rosemary, how cool it would be that Christmas with Jesus. I agree. Because listen, here's the thing. The very first date set we got was Christmas of 2013. The very first date set. So Christmas is a very special time for me, because I know he's coming. I know Carol has always had a big Christmas flirt. We all have. We're getting stuff, but Carol's huge on that. And also, that was the first date that he gave my son that changed. You know, it's just, it's, and my son said, he said, Mom, Christmas, I can't wait. Because he has like a bunch of presents and he's like dying to open them, okay? But the thing is, I said, you know that I only give you these gifts because we were given the greatest Jesus, and we only give gifts to remember the greatest gift. So just remember that, you know, as you're opening those, that we were given the greatest gift, because that's all I care about. And I said, Christmas has been extra special to me now, because not only was Jesus given to us as a gift, and he came in a lowly manger, you know, just in a lowly, you know, he didn't have some high economic status. He was born in a stable, and he came to us that way. And, you know, God chose to fall on you. I told my son, he chose to fall on you. And who are we out of nobody? We're nobody, you know, we're just regular old people. And he chose to fall on you out of nowhere and just give you the greatest revelation that has changed our entire life. And the first date that he gave you was Christmas Day. So I told my son, that's why it's extra special to me. In addition to him being born, he gave us the date of him coming to get us. And that's why I really get excited. And my son just nodded his head. He was like, I know, Mom. He gets real quiet and nods his head. Like, real, it's real, like, holy. I love it when we get in these holy conversations. He's like, I know. And when Bubs was missing, he came back. My son said, Mom, I don't want you to be sad on Christmas if Bubs hasn't come back. Can you please try to cheer up or something? I said, well, I can fake it really good. I've been faking it good since 2013. And he laughed. I said, I'm a good faker, honey. So trust me, on Christmas Day, if Bubs still isn't here, I will fake it. And you know how good I am at that. Because I've been faking it since 2013, that I have been faking it. And, you know, just putting on, and Jesus said I could, you know, I just put on a smile, but I'm homesick. I don't want to be here. I don't. But see, the thing is, I have the joy of the Lord is my strength. I put on a happy face. And, you know, Jesus told me to laugh years ago. I go, but nothing's funny. He's like, just laugh and it'll eventually, you'll see. And it worked. So I'm really good at laughing. And then, and you know what, when he told me to fake laugh, 7 years ago, I thought that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. I'm like, I'm not going to fake laugh. He goes, fake it and it will turn into real laughter. You'll see. You just need to practice, because you're so used to, you know, living like this that you just don't know what joy is, you know. And I, believe me, I was never a solemn person, but I certainly wasn't as giggly as he made me 7 years ago and continued to be this day, to this day. A lot of people mistake being giggly for being an airhead or stupid or something. It's not. Believe me, Jesus told me that people that can laugh and let loose, they have, it's a sign that they are living in his peace and in his glory. It is a sign of true spiritual witness if you can actually let loose, relax, and laugh like a kid hysterically. Anyway, so I'm telling you that I can fake it. I told him, but Bubs came back, so I don't have to fake it. Everything's great. And Jesus, Michelle wants to know if I'll share my dream. I told Michelle when she was hosting, because I had to run off to yoga. Okay, I had a dream last night. It was, Michelle, the reason why I didn't is because it was the same old thing. It was not last night. I didn't have any dreams last night. But the night before, again, another second, third day in a row there, I had another love dream where it was this all-consuming love between a man and a woman. It wasn't between the creator. It's a totally different love. It's called Eros. And agape love is what we share with our Father, and phileo is friendship love. And this is how they, you know, these are terms in the Latin. And so it was that beautiful Eros between a man and woman that's very holy that God created. And again, I was just madly in love. And I don't remember where I was, Michelle. I just remember, wow, I had another one, Lord. So God's got love on his mind. He has, because see, he's the creator. So he knows that I'm not going to make him jealous. He knows that. He knows that. So that's why I think he's flirting with me, because he can't wait to give me that gift. When we see him, I don't think it's going to be too shortly after that I will be married, because he really can't wait to give that to me. It's funny because I don't even want that anymore. And it's so cute because he's like, he knows that nothing will capture me, so he can do that to me. So, and it's honestly, they're fun dreams. And so that's it, honey. That's all it was, Michelle, was another dream where I'm totally madly in love and we're doing something. And I even forget what it was, okay? Because sometimes I remember them. But anyway, yes, it's true. I'm reading the chat room. Yeah, there is nothing to laugh at in this world, so you really do have to fake it. This place sucks. Anyone that tries to act like it's good here, you know what? Whatever. You don't know what good is, then. That's all I have to say, okay? This place sucks. But I'm blessed. I'm on phase three of the tamales tonight. We're blessed. I have wonderful pets. I have a great sister. I have a beautiful son. And, you know, praise you, Jesus. Thank you for all my blessings. But I am an empty shell because I have been given a great promise by a king. His name is Jesus, and he fell on my son in 2013. November 19th, and told him he was coming, and everything changed. So all I want is him now. So it's like tickle torture. It's like, why'd you do that? I'm glad he did, but why'd you do it? You know, you're like, it's fun being tickled, but you're like, stop. No, but keep going. I like laughing, but don't, you know, it's tickle torture waiting for him this long, but he knew he could do it. Yes, you can taste my tamales in heaven. You really can. It's going to be great. And my prime rib.
I told Judy I don't want any tamales. I said, Judy, I'm passing on the tamales, but I will take some prime rib.
She doesn't like the masa, but she's never had my masa, huh, Tana? But you know what? You might not.
It's
but
true.
Yeah, she can take the prime rib. And it's okay if she just doesn't like masa. But I don't know if you've had really good masa. If you had really good masa, because you probably had it with lard, because a lot of the, but I don't use lard. I use vegetable oil. I use everything. It's really good. So you might like mine. But anyway.
That part, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I have had homemade tamales, but I'm not sure what they use in the masa. You're right. It could have been lard.
Oh, yeah, it's almost ready. Yeah. So I'm flipping over grilled cheese for the boys. We're going to go look at Christmas lights pretty soon. Jerry, a little update on Jerry. He's in Florida with his girls and his parents. And oh crap, did I already burn it? I burnt it. I'm sorry, I'll make another one. This is why I shouldn't host. Okay. So anywho, I burnt this one. Okay. He is doing great. He was in great need of a vacation. And I'm just makes my heart happy to hear him so happy. And I'm refusing to let him host at all. He just needs to rest. So he's not even allowed. He's only allowed to call in and join the chat room. And then I told, maybe if you call in, maybe I'll unmute you. I don't think so. Because he really does need the rest, okay? He just needs to rest with his girls and his family and his parents and enjoy beautiful Florida. His parents have a vacation home there. And he just needs to enjoy his blessing. You know? Capiche, everybody? Yeah, everyone say, that's right, Judy, Jerry. You just do that.
Peace.
Anyway, yeah. So, and so he is, you know, and that's what he's doing until the 2nd of January, okay? So he loves everybody. He's been listening in the archives, I think. He'll tell me, should I listen? I'm like, yeah. But, you know, only if you are sitting with a pina colada by your parents' pool and having fun. That's the only time you should be listening. But his girls are doing great, and he loves everybody, and he just wanted to say hi. So, anyway, he's with us, but he needs a break.
Love you, Jerry.
Not really from RCC. He doesn't need a break. You know, RCC is what kept him, like, together, this family.
He needs a break from life.
Yeah, from exactly. Life. And believe me, I can already tell in his voice. Believe me, I, as someone who is such a good friend, you know, I'm like, it makes me happy. You know how when your friend is happy, you're happy? Like, I'm really happy for him. And I'm like, you're going to stay like this because it's making me happy to see you this happy. So you're going to ruin my happiness if you do anything other than what you're doing right now. So he's really blessed. He has parents that are great grand, you know, they're full grandparents to his kids. And that's a rare thing nowadays. My son doesn't have that. And so I'm happy for him. So I'm like, the grandparents took the daughters out to an opera because his daughters like to sing, and he's just having a good old time, Jer Bear. And that's a Jer Bear update. Okay, so anyway, anybody have any flirts to share before I worship some more?
I was just going to say, I love Jesus, and to me, he's the most beautiful man in the world, and there's none in comparison. And, you know, people have gone to heaven and seen Jesus, and they say he's gorgeous, beautiful. So, you know, I say he's gorgeous. He's the most beautiful, handsome man, the most amazing man ever. And people always say, so you're single? Do you date? I'm like, no, I'm not dating. I said, oh, Jesus is my boyfriend. He's the best boyfriend ever.
Yes.
He's my fiancé.
Thank you for saying that. We may call it cheesy when we talk like that, but you know what? I say you're cheesy because, you know what? You obviously don't know him, you know?
Yeah, amen. And he'll just listen to us and listen to us and not, you know, not be bored or anything.
Hmm? No. I'm eating my son's burnt grilled cheese.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Not burnt, but grilled cheese.
Oh, by the way, I have an update on my brother. He's doing great. He's out of jail.
Okay.
And he's going to go to a recovery home. He's staying at my mom's, and he just sent me a text during the show telling me what a great mom I am and what a powerful witness for God I am, and he's sorry for all the horrible things he said and done to me. And he's, like, going on, and I'm going to have a great reward in heaven for everything I've done and all the lives I've touched. He went on and on. Even while I was, Chana was talking, I was reading it, and it makes me want to cry. It's so cute. He's so sweet. He's, like, sending me all these nice texts and apologies and telling me how wonderful I am, and I already know how wonderful I am. I already know that. I know I'm awesome. And you should know you're awesome, too. And if you don't, try asking Jesus what he thinks about you and let him answer. Don't you answer. Let him answer. And then you'll be like me. You'll be totally hooked on you. I'm hooked on phonics, and I'm hooked on me because I represent God's glory, and I am his glory. So, but I had to agree with everything he said. I'm like, amen, brother. Amen. Yes, I am amazing, aren't I? I'm kidding. I didn't say that. But, you know, it's just neat to be able to know who you are and to be able to affirm yourself and love yourself fully. And I do. And see, I had to go the opposite extreme because I didn't for so long that I had to kind of go, God made me go the opposite extreme and tell myself every day how awesome I was. And I hated doing it. Believe me, when he first told me to do it, I hated it. I felt so awkward and I didn't even believe it. And then one day it just clicked and I believed it. The end, and I've been awesome ever since. And so is Tana. Tana's awesome. She always knew she was awesome, though. So,
I'm a child of the Most High God. Yes.
Yeah. You know who you are. You know whose you are. Okay, and because he lives my life. I'm alive because he lives. Tana, you know what I'm playing.
Yes, I can't. Oh, I'm counting that.
There we go.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of his love.
Christmas songs?
Yep, there's there's Mary Did You Know, there's O Come O Come Emmanuel.
Mary, did you know that your baby donkey, here we go guys, here we go.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Tana baby song instead of Santa baby. There you go. Uh huh. So anyway, my son had grilled cheese for dinner, and Bob wanted a s'more. Very unhealthy. Come on, Bob. Okay. Anyway, guys. Oh, Tana must have dropped. Okay. Michelle was hosting in her PJs. That's cute. I would have totally seen while I was eating burnt grilled cheese. That was so good. We should have pajama night at RCC. Okay. I'm going to do some more worship. And then, oh, there she is. She came back.
Yeah, like our Tana. Pajama parties. Like our pajama parties we used to have. Our pajama dance parties.
You missed my Tana baby song. Tana baby, wouldn't you like to be my buddy? Tana baby.
I was like, I already am, and yes, I would. And wouldn't I like to eat a grilled cheese? Yes, I would. Now I'm going
to
make
I tried
myself
to tell them.
One.
Why didn't anyone believe me that burnt grilled cheese tastes great?
Yeah. I mean, I scrape off.
Okay, this
I,
is
burn it, I just scrape it off.
This is dedicated to Tana baby.
Dance. Oh, yeah.
Down, this place about to be. According to my calculations, sewage plant?
Wow, it's as beautiful as they say.
Okay, everybody, so let's keep Tana in our prayers for safe travel. She's flying tomorrow, is that right, Tana? If we're here? Tana? Tana, baby, why don't you answer when I talk to you? Did you hang up again, Tana, baby? Tana. She probably can't talk. Anyway, she's going to be on an airplane. Oh, Carol's wearing her ruby red slippers. Oh, this is great. She got some lamb jammies. Oh, my gosh, you guys, this is so fun. This is RCC slumber night. Well, everybody, I have to go now. I think everyone's called in that's going to call in to share. I miss Mama Pat. She keeps calling in right when I end the show. So we pray for a safe flight for Tana. She'll be back on the 30th, I believe. So she's leaving, I believe, tomorrow. So we pray for safe everything, traveling grace and everything, like Carol just said, and everything perfect for Tana, baby. And we love you, Lord. Thank you that we got to get together in your beautiful church and worship you and give you glory. Thank you, everybody, for being such a beautiful reflection of his love. Michelle, Rosemary, Carol, this was really fun. I must go because I need to go look at Christmas lights with my son and his friend and my sister. And then I'm dropping his little friend off, and then I have to get my assembly line going for the tamales because they are finally ready to fully assemble and steam and put together and cook. Okay, as soon as I just have to put them together now. So, oh yeah, and safe travel for Michelle's mom because she's coming tomorrow. And safe travels for Michelle and her mom while they're visiting because they should have some big storms. So thank you, Lord, for taking care of everything in your family. We love you so much. And thanks, everybody, for playing for my little outdoor kitty, Marcus, because his limp is almost better, and I never had to take him to the vet. God is good. God is good. We love you, Jesus. Okay, guys, well, I don't need to tell you what's in the news. Go look at it. Things are looking real bad, which means we're out of here. I love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow where I can actually do a full show. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to talking to Mama Pat because I miss her. And every time I'm about to end the show, she calls in. And but tomorrow and the next day, I can do full shows because I have nobody here. And how many did I make tamales? I'm making, I don't know, like 60. I love you, Carol. Come over and eat some. Okay, everybody, goodbye.
I'm back.
I'll just end.
I love you.
Oh, yeah, Tana, when is your flight?
My flight is actually 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
That's what I thought.
Christmas
so
Eve.
Everybody already prayed in the chat room. Yay.
Thank you.
Can you text me when you get there safely?
Yeah. Well,
will you text
you
your
in
donkey
there.
Friend?
I'll be with you in there.
If we are not in the air, which we probably will be, yeah. But you'll text me when you get there, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, guys, you're going to love this song. Okay, here it is.
Enjoy the lights. Merry Christmas to all of you over there.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry
oh, my
Christmas
God, this is my new favorite song,
you.
Everybody. I'm going to play this song three times, and I'm going to end the show. Love you.
Okay.
The skies don't seem to be as dark. stars seem brighter than they've been before. And deep within I feel my soul is stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land that a child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here I can tell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts He will dwell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. I feel compelled to tell all who is now, that peace on earth is not so out of reach. If we can find grace and mercy,
there's a presence here I can't.
Isn't that just so beautiful, church? It is so fun to worship with you guys. Let's do it one more time. It's Casting Crowns.
We love you, Jesus.
Oh, it's on. Yeah, we love you, Jesus. Love you, Tana. Love you, Pat. Love you, Carol, Rosemary, Michelle. We're almost home. We're almost home.
The skies don't seem to be as dark as usual. The stars seem brighter than they've been before. And deep within, I feel my soul is stirring, as though my hope has been restored. The shepherds say they've heard the voice of angels, confirming rumors spread across the land, that a child protected well from Herod's anger is our Father's Son and the Son of Man. Love is raining down on the world tonight. There's a presence here I can tell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel. He's the Savior we have been praying for. In our humble hearts He will dwell. God is in us, God is for us, God is with us, Emmanuel.
Well, church, I love you. We love you, Father. Let's just do one more song. This is just too good. Here it goes.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father.
You are.
He is perfect in all of his ways, and my prodigal brother has come home fully 100% now. So I have a lot to be thankful for. Thank you, Jesus. We'll see you in the air, Jesus, or tomorrow at RCC. Bye.